try.
That's Pink on Nova 103.5 with Try. Well, they didn't just try, they went and did it. St. George's Diocesan School cementing its place in the history of school choral music. Both the junior and senior choirs achieved success at the prestigious Artia Kafia Aplos Choir Competition by winning their respective categories. And in the studio with me this morning, I have the conductor, Mrs. Yolanda Amaral, and one of the chorists, Brilliant Kambonde. Good morning.
Good morning.
Mrs. Amaral, so then the senior choir, the first ever from Namibia to win at this competition. What do you think makes this performance stand out? Why do you think this was the performance that did it?
Well, as the judges said, that program choice is incredibly important. So we made sure that we had a good balance between local and international songs, which the students really enjoyed, and they captured the character of the song, so it worked in our advantage.
Okay. Speaking of that performance then, Brilliant, the Lightning was the showpiece of the entire performance, a very energetic piece. What was it like to perform that piece, but especially on this massive stage?
Well, performing Lightning was a wonderful experience. It was very energetic. We loved all the moves. And we loved how we got the crowd's energy all hyped up.
Okay. Obviously, the nerves being going to this massive competition, being on the massive stage, how did you guys handle the pressure? Any sort of tricks behind the scenes?
Well, behind the scenes, my friends and I, we all prayed and we all encouraged each other, telling each other, we've got this. We've done this before at Artia Kafia Regionals. We can do it again.
Okay. Mrs. Amaral, to you then, obviously it's great to have won. It's great to be able to come back and have the bragging rights and the trophies and the scores. But, what do you think that this win means for Namibian choral music as a whole?
In Namibia, we're very isolated. We've got fewer school choirs, and it's wonderful now to realize that with the expertise we've got here, the brilliant teams and the backing we've got, that Namibia can easily take part and compete with South African choirs. We've done it.
Mm. So what are your hopes then for the future of, not just the St. George's choirs, obviously, but for Namibian choirs? What would you love to achieve? Let's first say, what would you love to achieve next with the school choirs, and then what would you love for Namibian choirs in general to be able to achieve?
Well, I think obviously now that we've got the recipe is to maintain our quality and standard of singing. And I think it's very important to maintain singing in primary and high school level, because in the future we need these youngsters to take part in our adult choirs and to ensure a good choral community in Namibia.
Mm. Yeah, you're saying like obviously carrying it on, you'll very often have the young kids. I think especially with boys, maybe. I remember, not that I ever sang particularly well, but I think when I was younger, I could sing, and then suddenly you hit puberty and things change. So how do you keep the kids motivated, boys and girls, from junior through till senior into adult choirs?
Well, we talked about it Brilliant, and we realized that at St. George's, and I think a lot of schools, we make sure that we keep a good percentage of boys in the choir. It tends to be less in South Africa, so we make sure, and it really enhances your choir sound. At St. George's, we've got almost half of the lower primary singing in the choirs and a quarter of the upper primary. So, everybody loves to sing, and everybody deserves a chance to develop that skill.
Okay. Brilliant. Back to you quickly then. Just looking back at, rehearsals, at preparing, you said you did the, RTF Kafia Regionals and things. But what was the hardest part of preparing for this final?
Well, the hardest part preparing for the finals was definitely having everyone keeping that discipline, making sure we all behaved and worked together as a team, because we are a team, and without that team, we can't expect us to win the finals, because there's no I in team. So you can't say, okay, if I do this, then we'll all win. Because you're a team, not one person.
So, I mean, what are some of the things you guys did as a team to build that team spirit and keep yourselves together? I mean, obviously traveling, that must be quite exciting, going as a whole group together to South Africa to go and compete. What were some of the highlights there of being a team?
Well, the highlights of us being a team, we just stick together, know that we've got this, and we just keep everyone's energy up, make sure no one is down.
Oh, well, there we go. Mrs. Amaral, brilliant. Thanks so much for having come in and given us that little bit of a glimpse behind the harmonies. And also to anyone out there, I believe the whole choir is actually coming to One Africa and you're going to be performing for all of us. We'll be able to film that. So anyone who missed out on watching the St. George's School Choirs performing, well, you'll have a special treat coming your way on One Africa a little bit later on. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.